When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Hashtag No Filter on Revolver. Hi guys, and welcome to episode 79 of Hashtag No Filter. Today's episode is with the incredible Jess Bolbeck, who is the founder of the KBX Fit app. She's a celebrity trainer and entrepreneur. She used to own a boutique fitness center, or a boutique gym in the Meatpacking District, and she had that for several years. And more recently, she has launched an app, the KBX Fit app, which is awesome. And I can't wait for you to hear about it. But she's just such a great businesswoman. She has such good thoughts. She's so smart. She's obviously, you know, had that gym and now she's doing this app. And so she just has a lot of knowledge and a lot of information. And actually, it's so funny. So Jess and I actually went to high school together, Horace Greeley High School, class of 2004, Chappaqua. If you're out there, hi. And we went to high school together. And I remember, like, soon after high school, I think I was living in New York, and Jess had started a jewelry line. Like, she sold these cuffs. I think I actually have one still. And then she sold these t-shirts and tank tops. I actually think I still have the tank top. It's like a graphic tee or tank top. And the point is she's always been an entrepreneur. She's always had that in her. And I just think it's really cool what she's done. She's built such a following and such loyal customers and loyal clients. And I love her mindset, and not just starting the business, but how she treats her clients and her, you know, and the people that use her app or go to or went to her gym. Like, she gives them such personal attention. And I don't think you can find that everywhere. You know, a lot of these big gyms, it's impossible, and different apps, like, you're not necessarily talking to the founder of the app. And I just think it's really cool how involved she is day in and day out, all day, every day. And I'm just really excited for you to hear from her. So without further ado, here is Jess Bolbeck on episode 79 of Hashtag No Filter. Hi, Jess. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you. This has been a long time coming, everybody. We've talked about this for a little while. We were going to actually do this in person in March in New York.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Right. And then the corona happened. Then it kind
of
fucked everything up. So before we get into everything, well, first I want to ask you, I've been asking everyone I'm interviewing and recording with during this craziness, how are you doing in general during the Rona? And we were just kind of talking about it before we started recording, but how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Hanging in there, things like everybody else, but there's good days, there's bad days. It's confusing. And I think it's important that, you know, everybody understands that you're not alone in it.
Right.
And, especially for, like, your wellness and general well-being, not only just your fitness, but, you know, it's like a ripple effect. So you got to keep everything kind of, like, organized and stick to your tasks and things like that, not fall off the wagon, because it's super easy to do, especially right now.
Exactly. I was actually talking about that with a friend earlier, like, right now, not that it's all fun and games, this is hardly fun and games, but in the sense where, like, you know, you just want to kind of eat and lay around and feel lethargic and whatever. But then once life does, quote, resume, you know, back to normal, you don't want to completely fall off and then have to kind of start from scratch, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's, like, you know, one of the main things, and, you know, keeping that routine, however that's possible in some way, because it will go back to some sort of normalcy eventually, and you can't just jump back in, and then that'll be even more overwhelming.
Exactly. So good days and bad for you. We were saying also before we started recording, like, we're glad we're not the only ones that sometimes just lose motivation and lay on the couch.
Yeah. It's like helpful to know that, you know, nothing's wrong with you
exactly.
when that happens, but also, you have to be proactive and, you know, take action in what you're doing and make sure you don't fall off.
Right. Exactly. So now backpedaling a bit, not really backpedaling, but can you give everyone a little synopsis, background of your story, kind of how you got to where you are, what you're doing now in a nutshell?
Yeah, for sure. So I guess starting after college, started at Us Weekly, just went right into advertising. My whole family's in advertising, so it made sense. And after a couple jobs, I kind of was feeling like it wasn't fulfilling me 100%. I felt like there was a little more that just wasn't there. And I had a huge passion for fitness and just for the general kind of fitness space. I enjoy like the experiences of places, and I felt like there was something that was missing in the space. And I should mention that this happened when I actually got fired from a job. And so I had like a little time to kind of figure out, like, do I want to go back to advertising? What do I want to do? And just the, I guess the timing and the stars sort of aligned in that time of my life. So I created a gym concept in New York in the Meatpacking District, and I put together, raised some money. I studied, you know, SoulCycle. I studied every single place that I truly loved and kind of identified what I thought was missing from it, to create something that gave me what I was looking for and also that gave what I would think people would like to be around. Especially with like a gym, it's, you know, it's a vulnerable area. There's so many of them. You like, just like the coronavirus stuff, like you feel like you fall off the wagon sometimes, and then jumping back in, it's like, this is impossible. So I wanted to create kind of a place and a concept and a brand, I guess, if you will, that sounds kind of not fitting, but it is what I guess it is, where people felt comfortable. Even if you do fall off, like, you still can get back on. You're not going to be judged. You feel at home. You know, people would come to the gym, like, leave their, you know, Louis Vuitton bag on the floor, but knowing that, like, it's a place where it's truly your home. And you're doing something good for yourself. So I opened that gym, had it for about 5 years, and made the decision to close it just because of the rents and the business. Just is a very complicated business. And just from a business standpoint and strategy wise, it didn't make sense to continue investing when the lease would be up so soon. So what I decided to do was take the concept, take the brand, and push it online into an app. And I felt like that was a really good idea to do because it gives people kind of an outlet to do their fitness, something that would still be fun and that really works. Because another thing I felt like, and I feel like this in general with a lot of things in life, there's no immediate gratification. It's very difficult to kind of stick with it. So this method that I put together, it does give you results very fast. And for me, at least, that's extremely rewarding and motivating.
When did you launch the app?
I launched the app. I'm officially launching it, I guess, like, now-ish. But it was finished about like a couple months ago.
So it's very new.
It's very new.
That's
and
so
always
exciting.
Improving and changing. And that's another thing that's super important to me, to be a part of the community of the people that I'm working with and know that I'm open to anything, any suggestions, any concerns, things like that. I'm very available. I don't like the idea of somebody not being a real person and not treating somebody like a real person. So that's also another big aspect of me and what I do and what I offer, because I'm not going to offer something, create something that I personally don't truly believe in. And like, wouldn't want to do myself.
So what, tell us about the app. So it's called KBX. Did I say that? KBX?
I don't think we did yet.
Well, you haven't said the name yet. Tell us about the app.
So it's called KBX. It's called KBX because it's an extension of what the gym was, which was called Core with a K. And so KBX is Core Body X, and X is just kind of something like extreme or to the next level. And I saw that as something that made sense by bringing it into an app. So that's the meaning behind it.
And so what the app is, workouts, tell us, you know, like, what people would find on the app. Is it a free app?
So it is, $19.99 a month.
Okay.
And the initial thing is, which you don't have to do, all the content's there forever once you get it, is a 21-day challenge to kind of get you jump-started, get you motivated, excited, and realize that you do start seeing results super fast if you just stick to, you know, the routine. I also offer, like, playlists and stuff for every workout
to
keep
cool.
it fresh and new and exciting. I think music is essential to working out. It's essential to so many things in life. But it really moves you. And once you kind of tune in with that music, your body changes, your mindset changes. You react differently. You don't psych yourself out. It's very similar concept, I find, to just everything in life with working out.
Right.
And just kind of coincidentally, it really does affect the productivity and the positivity of your life when you're in a routine that makes you feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. So is it, are these workouts you can do from home? You can do from anywhere?
You can do them from anywhere. They're designed to be with or without equipment, not only for the mobility aspect of it, but also just for people that, you know, are at different levels. You don't have to just jump right in and be crazy. It works with body weight. It works with anything. So super accessible, super easy. We have like a little equipment kit that you can purchase.
Right.
It gives you bands and things like that. There's like a door holder thing. So you, if you're at a hotel or you're shopping for work, just pop it on the door, do a quick workout, even 20 minutes.
So you can do it. It's all all different time rate, or what am I trying to say? Durations, length.
Yeah. So a full workout would ideally be like, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, but realistically, every day is so different.
Yep.
And I don't want people to feel like, oh, I don't have a full hour. I don't have 45 minutes today. I can't do it.
Right.
If you just do a little bit, it works. And I do have modifications in there. So like for a 30-minute workout, just cut these in half.
Got
and things
it.
Like that. But as honestly, as you start to do these things and make it a part of your life, you naturally start to modify yourself to make it work.
Yeah.
And again, I'm always there and active and available, not just like some random person putting it out an app.
Right.
I've like lived this and I want to be available. I feel like that's a huge part of being a part of the community is me being there as well.
Absolutely. So any level, if you're new to working out, been working out for your whole life, anyone can do this.
Anyone can do it. And truly anyone can do it. I mean, I had 70-year-old people doing it. I had 25-year-old people do it. Everybody can do it. I've also had people, I've seen their bodies completely transform in ways that they never thought were possible or had the confidence to believe were possible.
That's incredible.
And so, it can really work, like I said, for anyone, as long as you know you have that support behind you.
Exactly. That's so great. So obviously the app's just launching now officially, you know, or more recently, but I assume it's been in development for a long time. Like, have you been working on this for years or was it a quicker process?
I've been working on it for probably since November.
Okay.
So about 6 months-ish, I think I've been working on it.
Yeah. Because I feel like some people be like, oh my God, I have such a good idea for an app. How is that process? Like, you know, finding the programmer, developer, like all the tech stuff, like how has that process been? Has it been pretty smooth? I mean, has it been like a massive learning curve for you?
It's been a bit of both. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a learning curve. I've never done an app before, but it made sense in my head because I could kind of put everything into little boxes. I was taking a workout method that I was doing in person at a gym that was proven 20,000 people, like I knew that it worked. So I figured if I just put it into something that was easy to understand, easy to follow, it would be, you know, it would work.
Right.
And it's different than, you know, there's a million fitness apps. So it seems like very saturated market. It's like, who do I use? What do I do? Well, it's very overwhelming from the consumer standpoint, not only from, you know, the business owner standpoint.
Right.
So knowing that it's something that's simple, proven, and a part of a true community, and that I'm there. I'm not just somebody, you know, flaky that's trying to make money. For me is super important. And I think it's super important for the type of person that this will work for.
Exactly. Well, and cause like you said, you're not just some random, you know, business person or tech person starting an app. Like, you're doing these workouts, you're living it. This is like, it's very authentic.
Exactly. And that's, I don't like to buy something if I feel like it's just, you know, a dollar in someone's pocket and they don't give a shit.
Yeah. You're fully like involved in this every part of it.
Right. And I'm constantly texting clients and calling them, talking to them, you know, they're my friends at this point.
Right. So right. Right. And you already have people using the app, even though it's brand new. Yeah. That, so when you were, what would you say was like for someone, well, it's so funny actually, as we're talking, remembering this, you've always kind of been that, like in that entrepreneurial, I never can say that word, entrepreneurial world. Like you had a jewelry line and a t-shirt line.
I
still have the cuff bracelet. So you've always been, you've kind of, has this always, like your whole life, has this been where you knew you were going to probably run your own thing, start your own thing? Or like, I mean, I know you've worked for other people, but.
I think it has, you know, when I look back and the more I think about it, it actually has, like from when I was little, I was always doing weird things like this. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, when I had my advertising job, that's when I did the jewelry.
Right.
I studied entrepreneurship in college. That's my major. It was a major that was like, right when entrepreneurship was becoming a major. So everyone's like, what is that?
Right.
Like, what a weird major to have.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'm naturally drawn to like creating things and being a part of something that I'm super passionate about myself, not only other people. It's something I've always kind of been drawn to.
Yeah. Yeah, that, no, because I was like thinking, like, wait, you've had your own, you've always been like this, is that you've always been like this. For those that don't know, I mean, I mentioned my Instagram, but anyway, we went to high school together, Jess and I. We're at Horace Greeley together. But anyway, so what would you say when you were, you know, creating this app, or as you're running, you know, you ran your own gym, you've had your own thing for a while now. What'd you say is like the most challenging part about running your own business and you know, kind of making it work?
I think the hardest part is probably the thing that most people struggle with in general is just, you know, there's hard days, there's not hard days, but there's, with being an entrepreneur, there's no book for it. Mm-hmm. There's no rules.
Yeah.
There's a lot of failure. There's a lot of messing up. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you work for somebody else, you know, you have a little bit more structure. Usually you have a steady paycheck, all the boxes are checked, it's safe. With, you know, being an entrepreneur, it's not necessarily always safe.
Right.
But I think with a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, it's just that passion, that true passion behind it that keeps you going, keeps you authentic, and keeps the product that you're putting out there authentic.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the hardest part.
Absolutely.
But it takes a certain personality, you know, like, and for me, the people that are drawn to, we're drawn to core, we're drawn to jewelry, you know, I forgot about the t-shirt business actually until you mentioned it. Where, I mean, I think it's really about connecting with the person behind it and, mm-hmm. you know, having some sort of belief in it as well.
Right, right.
The same way you make friends with people, the same way you create relationships. It's, you got to have that two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally committed to my side of that and being there for everybody that is a part of it.
Yeah, I love that. And you mentioned, and of course we know there are a ton of fitness apps out there, and you know, it can be seen as a very saturated industry. And same for me, like with my podcast, there's a ton of podcasts out there. It's a very saturated industry. How do you, because sometimes I struggle with this, how do you kind of like stay in your own lane and like eyes on your own paper, and or maybe you do look left and right, but does that ever like get you down, or like you start comparing yourself or what you're building, or what is it like you compare your chapter one to someone's chapter 20, you know? Because do you struggle with that at all, or you really are good at kind of keeping your head down and doing your thing?
No, I definitely struggle with it. When I let it kind of like get into my space, and that's another thing, like anything, you have to recognize it, decide if you're gonna give that attention or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of it is knowing that you're passionate about it, knowing that it's a good product, knowing that you would use it yourself, knowing that it's going to bring value to people's lives. That's
right.
Really huge for me.
Right.
So I kind of go back to that at the end of the day, like, right, this is something awesome. This has changed people's lives. Like, people have told me they've never felt better about themselves before and didn't think it was possible. So to hear that, it's like pretty empowering.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome to know that, you know, you're an important part of, of someone's life.
Yeah, no, that exactly. And like remembering that even when it's like the times are a little tougher, there's, you know, other like noise in the background.
Right.
That they're like literally changing people's lives.
Exactly. And again, it really goes back to like if somebody's truly in it or not.
Exactly.
And then I think that helps people kind of decide what makes sense for them and what doesn't.
Well, because if you're not passionate about what it is you're doing, I mean, you're just not, I don't want to say you're going to fail, but like if you're not passionate about it, it's going to be a challenge. Like it's just, because it's hard as it is.
It's very hard and really got to have that belief behind it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
And the work put into it, you know, you have to be there committed to it every day. It's not just like here and there.
Right. And it's not 9 to 5 when it's your own thing. It's 24/7.
Yeah. Like at night you wake up like, oh,
right. Right. Oh my God, please. There are nights I can't sleep. I mean, cause you know, you're just, right. Yeah, it's, so how would you say, cause you have the app has the social media channel and then you have your own, Bowlback, you know, your social media channel and you have good, you know, decent followings on both. How would you say you've used social media to help grow the business? Like, has that been, and I know it's still a newer app, but like, has that been pretty instrumental in getting, users and people to sign up?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's because everybody's on it. Yeah. And again, it's like speaking to the right customer, the mm-hmm. right client, your right person. Like mm-hmm. we're all on this same platform together. It's a great way to connect with people. It's again, it's not easy to figure out. Like there's so much that I still don't know.
Of course.
That I'm learning every day. And that alone is overwhelming, but you got to just take it one step at a time.
Right. But, and you, so you utilize, your social media is big. Sure. Yeah. For you.
Definitely.
It's a whole other animal. Yeah, go ahead.
I think also it adds a kind of an aspect of availability as well because mm-hmm. a lot of people just like to text. Like it's easy just to send a message and then right. I'm willing to give out my number to anybody, you know?
Right.
Exactly. So I think it makes it accessible, ease into it that way. And you get to kind of like know the person a little bit, I guess, mm-hmm. through their social media, however possible that is. Just kind of the way the world is right now, I guess.
Yeah. I love that you're so accessible. Like if someone, you know, is having, you know, trouble with the app or wants to talk through something, like I love that you're there, like the founder of this app is like there and like ready and willing to talk.
Totally. And I have people, you know, message me all the time, like they'll send me things like, oh, this looks cool to try, or I don't know what to do today. Like, and I'll just send them a different workout that I've made or send them pictures or a little video of, you know, something I put together quick.
That's awesome.
Because I know that it will really make a difference and make them actually do that day instead of being like, I don't feel like doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's
so
awesome.
Easy to get bored.
So easy to get bored. Someone actually, a few people sending, when I put up the question box on Instagram, a few people sending questions, someone asked I need to look at the exact question, but it was a good question about what's the one fitness tip you wish people would stop following? Like, are there any like myth? I'm sure there are several myths, but anything like you don't believe in, or I don't know, anything you could say to that?
I mean, there's so many
weird
myths and things, but for me, I think knowing that you have something that can actually show you results mm-hmm. fast is a game changer. Because if you're doing this every day, like working out, it's not easy
right.
until you really get into it and you get in your groove and start feeling good. It's not easy to get into, and sometimes it's not fun to do.
Right.
But you always feel better after. But if you can look in the mirror on Monday, look in the mirror on Tuesday, Wednesday, and actually see something different, mm-hmm. that's huge.
Huge. And it keeps you going.
That's what I focus on doing.
It,
when I start doing my workouts more intensely, sometimes I don't do them as intensely, like I'm a normal human.
Right.
But people comment, and they're like, I can see the difference in a couple days.
Wow.
So I can't put something out there that's going to be like this long process, like impossible to see what the end is. It's just too big, too hard to handle, you know?
Wow.
So for my brain, that's what I need to do something. I'm like, okay, I can get this. This works. This is real. This is not like a piece of shit.
Yep. Exactly. Know? Exactly.
And it's not money that's, I'm going to be like, you know, ruined over. It's something that's actually affordable.
Right. Accessible, especially now when gyms are closed.
Right. And also, I mean, they're saying these things like when the gyms open again, there's going to be all these, you know, restrictions and rules, wearing masks and no showers. And these are things that are staples, especially in New York City.
Yep.
So
exactly.
It's about adjusting. And I think the fact of getting used to doing it now while we are at home, and then realizing that you can do a lot. And even if you go to the gym, then you have a little more confidence in what you're doing.
Right.
A little bit, you know, you have a foundation, and you can always build off of your foundation. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying before, you can always reach out and I can always help you kind of come up with some ideas or anything like that. It's not strictly the app. It's kind of joining the community and committing to wanting to make a change or better yourself or just feel good about yourself every day.
I love that. And how much does it in this regard, or in terms of your app, like how much would nutrition play a role? Is there a nutrition component to it? And if not, do you like help guide people on that? Or is that, you don't touch that? It's kind of.
No. Yeah. Nutrition's huge. And again, I'm a normal person. I don't do well with like super structured, crazy things. It's just not sustainable, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have social lives. We all have this and that. So we can't be following like rice and chicken diets.
Right.
It's not real.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, nutrition's huge. And you can't be eating full shit every day, mm-hmm. and expect to see a change. But, you know, slight modifications, slight changes, getting yourself on a routine, understanding what you're supposed to eat, how much you're supposed to eat. Learning your body, how it reacts. This is all part of the process. And these are things that I learned as well.
Yep.
And it made it even 10 times more successful for me. Mm-hmm. But in the app, I do have a nutrition guide and meal plans.
Oh,
they're 6-week plans, both vegan and non-vegan.
Amazing.
So you get access to those as a starting point. And then on the side, you know, if you need a plan, I put them together as well.
Oh, wow.
No problem at all.
Oh, that's great. Someone asked on Instagram, what would be like your top tip or top tips in banishing the quarantine 19 bloat. Like I actually had a dietitian on a few weeks ago and we talked about like how to avoid gaining the COVID-19. So like, let's say someone is feeling bloated, just hasn't been eating their normal routine. Like what would be your first tip on banishing those extra pounds right now?
Totally. That's definitely understandable.
Yeah.
And I've definitely, you know, seen myself gain a couple pounds here and there and be like, oh God. But yeah, I think the one thing I'd say is get yourself moving,
mm-hmm.
just committing to doing it, even if it's 15 minutes. Like
yep.
it's simple. If you're watching a show, you're probably watching 15 minutes of commercials.
Yep.
So commit to doing it every day. You got to drink water and you will see a change. You'll just, what it does to your body, just your brain changes. So you're not thinking the same way.
Exactly.
So like, yeah, I think that's the number one answer.
Just getting moving.
Have to want it.
Yeah. And I was talking about it with some, I think it's come up a couple times on the podcast, but about the difference between like discipline and motivation. Like we're not always motivated to work out. We're not always motivated to eat healthy, but have the discipline. Like if you want it bad enough or badly enough, like you have to do it, right? Like not really a choice.
Yeah. And sometimes that's, for me, that's like a daunting phrase.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like a solution almost.
Right.
But, and that's why the music is such an important aspect of it to me. And obviously you could listen to your own music, but I have so many playlists in there that I've spent God knows how many hours putting together,
mm-hmm.
That are designed to kind of work with the exercises that I'm putting out there.
Right.
And that are designed to put you in a different mindset, in a happy, excited mindset.
Exactly.
They're awesome songs. They're really rare ones, remixes, things you know, you don't normally find.
Yeah.
So it totally changes your mindset. And even when I had the gym and meatpacking, you know, owning a business, there's days that you're just so overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. There's fires. There's this, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But putting myself into that music mindset, into the workout, I would walk out of that class feeling a million times stronger,
oh,
better,
gosh, yeah.
motivated. So that's what you have to just remember. It's like anything else that you know that makes you feel good, like shopping or whatever it is. You always feel good doing it. So you have to make it that type of thing in your head, and not a chore.
And not a chore, exactly. And find the thing that you love. So if you don't like running on the treadmill, don't run on the fucking treadmill.
Right. And I think also, like, to that point, I think a lot of people, and I've seen this a lot now that I think about it more, assigning time to everything. So, like, how many of this do I do? How long do I do it for?
Yep.
Those are things that I think don't really need to be things.
Right.
Because if you're doing it every day, and like I said, if you have 15 minutes and you're following the concept, it doesn't, it's not about the time.
Exactly. At all. Exactly.
Or the weight, you know?
Right. Right. No, absolutely. That makes sense. Yeah. It's so about, really, like, get moving
yourself and just get moving
and get moving. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, what is the best, would you say, career advice that you've ever been given, or something that you, like, if someone were to ask you your number one piece of career advice, what would that be?
It would be to do something that you wake up excited about, mm-hmm. That you feel good about at the end of the day. Like, mm-hmm. you've not accomplished something, but for me, it's knowing that I've done something to help other people. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds,
no, I love
not
that
real, but it truly is real. Like, I never feel fulfilled in a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, same.
And I can't put my finger on why that is. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because I get a lot out of creating something and knowing in my own heart that it works and is good, and that other people feel that way too. It's about creating that community. I'm like a big
I love that.
Person on family and things like that. So creating that for people, and a lot of people don't really have that.
Right. Exactly.
Or don't realize they don't have it, but it's really, really essential, I think, to living, you know, your best life.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's so good. The last portion of the podcast, all of them, you probably know, I do this like quick fire round with, like, you know, random questions. So first mm-hmm. thing that comes to your mind, very, very random questions, nothing to do with really anything we're talking about. Who, if you could have drinks or dinner or lunch, brunch with anyone living or dead, who would it be?
Oh, that's a great question.
I love that one.
Definitely be somebody that's super funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me a second. I'll come up with.
No,
answer,
it's fine. But like,
would
a
have
comedian,
to be somebody hilarious.
Yeah.
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 Definitely a comedian.
Okay. If there was a movie made about your life, who would play you in the movie?
Who would play me? I don't know, Julie.
Yeah, God, I know. I'm stumping you. Shit. I'm stumping. Let's is there see. Anyone that people say, like, not whatever that doppelganger term, or that you kind of resemble, like mannerisms or anything?
You know, I get some weird ones. Maybe, like, I feel like I'm going to, like, hang up with you and be like, oh. That's
and you'll think it. Of someone, right? It's okay if you can't answer it.
You know who I really like, though?
Who?
The girl on SNL, not Kristen Wiig, but the other one.
Oh, yes. Kate McKinnon. Yes, yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Okay, cool.
I love her. She's super sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a great, great funny sister.
Love her. Who's your celebrity crush, if you had to pick one?
Oof. That's rough. Mm-hmm. Celebrity crush. I used to really like Justin Long.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Totally. Into it. What if there was an air? Well, yeah, I guess some people are flying now, but if there was an airplane outside your, where you are right now, where would you have it take you anywhere in the world?
It would probably be someplace warm. I just got back from Hawaii in March. So nice. That was incredible.
Yeah. Right before lockdown.
I'll go there again.
Yeah. Okay. Hawaii
works. Awesome.
I would go anywhere right now.
I recommend everyone going there.
Yeah.
Not doing the resort stuff, though.
Say that again?
Not doing, like, the resorty stuff.
Oh, more like, just, like, exploring and...
Yeah. So good.
Amazing. Oh, I want to go now. Okay. And if you could only bring three things, not people or pets, but three items, what would the three things be?
It would be... probably mascara.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in my computer.
Yeah.
I could charge it.
Yep.
Usually my things aren't charged.
Right.
So
we'll
important.
Assume it's fully charged.
And I'd probably bring pictures.
I love that. No one's ever said that.
Yeah, probably the pictures of, like, all my my family.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Boyfriend and stuff.
Cool. I like it. You said mascara. What's your favorite mascara, by the way?
Oh, 1,000,000,000%. I've been using this for years. The Chanel Intimidable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In black. Yeah. Round tube. It's unbelievable. I would recommend it to everybody. It's
really?
So good.
Really? Okay. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, I've been using it, I think, since high school.
Oh, nice. Awesome. I use like freaking Maybelline, that blue one still. Like the, I mean, I've like dabbled in different ones, but now I keep going back to the drugstore ones.
Yeah, some people really love
them. Yeah, it depends on your,
like when you find the one that works.
Stick with it.
You can't change.
Yeah. What's your favorite like motto or quote or something you try to live by daily?
That nothing's impossible. And if it's that Audrey Hepburn one that it says I'm possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I
you
love
know, everything can be super daunting, but you really, if you really want it, you really want to figure it out. Like you can do it. There's people to help you. There's resources. There's things like this, even, you know, to get your brain straight. And sometimes even just being a part of a community, it helps you become stronger and more confident in who you are and what you want to be and what you want to accomplish.
Yes. 100%.
I think the fitness thing is very surface level for me. It's not fitness, and it's a lot deeper than that.
Right. It's not just about like the actual workouts. It's there's so much more there.
You got to connect to it. You got to connect to who you're working with, who you're learning from. Otherwise it's just another thing you're going to pay for and waste money on.
100%. No, that's such a good way to put it. It's so beyond just the fitness. Yeah. Tell everyone where they can where they can follow you and find the app and those details that they would need if they wanted to join and all that.
Yeah. So I should mention, I don't think I did. Yeah. The first 7 days is free. And then after that, I think it charges you.
Yep.
But it's $19.99.
Yep.
And then there's will be new workouts weekly that go out after that 21-day challenge as well. So there'll be new content constantly. So you're not just, you know, working on the same thing.
Right.
So you can download on the Apple Store or Google Play. It's just KBX Fit. And it's all in my Instagram, which is Ballback.
Yep. And I'll link to all this.
Or the KBX Fit app, which is the Instagram for the app.
Yep.
And again, you can always text me, email me. I'm happy to give all that away if you want to post it.
Yeah, I'll share all that in the description.
I'm 1,000,000% into the doing what I say I do and believing in what I do. So
I love that.
When I say it, I'm here for it.
It's, and even if like I could see like even as the app, I know it's fairly new, but as it grows and grows and grows and grows, I feel like you're still going to be very hands-on, like knowing all of your customers, all of your clients. Like you're
And that's who I was, you know, at the physical gym,
right?
As well, I was there at 5:30 a.m. every day. I knew everyone's name. I cared about everyone, and not just saying that. That was I have my business plan. I should publish it because it literally says that in there that the main part of the whole foundation of it is to create something where people feel at home and where people are not just a dollar sign. They are an actual important part of the puzzle. So like without the clients, there's no business. Without the cleaning person, there's no business. Without every single person, like it doesn't work. So each one's equal and equally important.
I love that. It's so good to, because there are so many, whether it's an app or a physical gym, that it is just a dollar sign. Like it totally is. And you know that,
totally.
And you might still like the workout. That's great. But like to know that the person behind it is so passionate about it and there for you, like every step of the way, it's like, yeah, that's where I want to put my money. Like that's what I won't want to do.
And you know, the more I think about it, when I, you know, sometimes I'm like looking back and like putting it all together. Like ever since I was little, I wanted to be a doctor. And then I decided I didn't want to be a doctor because like I realized you have to like, or a vet, you have to like put the animal to sleep and I can't deal with that. So I was like, got to figure something else out. But I think it all roots back to the same, you know, foundation, that same aspect of like somebody who truly cares.
Yes.
And who truly stands by their word and what they do and lives that life as well. So that you're not alone and that you are a part of something.
Right.
No matter what you're trying to get, big or small, you know, beginning or middle or advanced, it doesn't matter.
God, you're so inspiring and motivating. And you're good at what you do. This is what you're meant to do.
No, I think it is. I mean, it's a different aspect than being a doctor, but I think, you know, it all roots back to the same thing. Got to get your mind right and
yep.
realize like how much is capable in there. There's so much that we don't use in there.
Mm-hmm.
And 1,000%. You have to like ignite it in different ways. And
yeah,
I believe fitness is something that people don't truly understand mm-hmm. on that level. And once they become part of it, part of the family, I'll say.
Yeah.
It becomes something you don't think of on the same level. So it's not like, oh, I have to go to the gym. This is a chore. I have to work out. It's like, I'm going to do KBX. It's like
yes.
going to the store. It's something that is part of your life.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So just kind of looking at it from a just different perspective mm-hmm. and training yourself to see it that way. And then once you do believe it, it will happen.
100%. That's what it is. Once you believe it, it's going to happen. Like there's no way around right. it. Right. Oh, I right. love this. This is so good. Thank you so, so much.
Thank
this is
you,
awesome.
Julia. And talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And there you have it. Hope you enjoyed this conversation with Jess. She's great. And she's just so, and she has such a slamming body. Oh my God. So go check out her app, go download her app, go try it. I think she said there's a free trial. Go do all the things. I'm going to be trying it out finally. I keep meaning to do that and I just haven't. And I'm going to be trying it out. I've already like looked into it. I know what it's all about and I love the whole mindset of it and everything behind it, but I can't wait to actually physically try it out. So I will definitely be reporting back. And if you try it out, please do the same. Follow Jess on Instagram. As always, you can follow me at @byjulielauren on everything, especially Instagram. Hope you are all hanging in there. Thank you so much for listening and I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.